And here's the problem with Christians sometimes is that we want credit. Right. We like credit. It's nothing wrong with getting a pat on the back for doing a good job or, you know, whatever it may be. But I'm saying, in general, we should seek to reflect praise, right? And recognize, you know, that whatever good thing comes from us, whatever talent that we have or gifts that we have or good job or accomplishments that we did, were it not by the grace of God, we wouldn't have been able to do it. Right. God enabled us to do the things that we do or have done or that we will do. And it's important that when you get thanked or praised, you reflect the praise. My father-in-law used to say, humility is recognizing that you are the sum total of other people's investment in your life. You know, we are the sum total of someone else's investment, our parents' investment, our spiritual leaders' investment, other church members' investment in us. And so when people praise you for doing a great job, reflect the praise and say, well, praise God, you know. And I'm not saying be a phony about it either. Like, oh, praise the Lord, brother. I'm just a servant, you know. You know, be sincere about it, obviously. But I believe that's one of the reasons why he chose these shepherds, because they were common people. And let's just be honest. The common people are those who hear the Lord gladly. You know, this is why we don't have campaigns to go win movie stars to the Lord. Or famous people, right? We're not going to have some soul-winning marathon in Hollywood because none of us would come back alive. You know, you got fags and Jews in Hollywood. No thank you. Okay? You know, there's no campaign to win. Oh, what about those, you know, what's that football star's name? What, Tim Tebow. Worldliest guy here knows exactly what I'm talking about. Isn't he a Christian, though? Can he be used of God? He has so much influence. He has so many followers and so many subscribers and so many whatever followers on his Twitter. You know, if we could just get that guy saved, if we could just get him to believe the gospel, if we could get him to believe the word of God, he would make such a big impact. Wrong. Maybe. Wrong. Yeah. It doesn't work that way. Because once he gets, I mean, look, folks, don't people consider him to be a Christian? Doesn't he call himself a Christian? Yeah, right. Well, I don't see thousands of people getting saved through his ministry. Yeah, right. I see him winning people to himself. Yeah. Oh, not necessarily to the Lord. So what do we see there? We see that he gets the glory, not God. Right. So God, the reason God's not going to use Tim Tebow, in spite of what those liberal, limp-wristed Christians say, the reason he's not going to use him is because he's not going to get anybody saved. The guy's probably not even saved himself. Yeah, yeah. Don't get confused, you know. Don't get all mad or whatever when you hear me or others say that these movie stars who claim to be Christians are not saved. But they say they're Christian. Well, you don't accept that answer at the door. Yeah, right. Why do you accept that answer from some Hollywood star? You know, oh, man, but he said God in his speech, though. He said the Bible in his speech. Yeah, Trump brought up a different version of the Bible. I don't know, what was it, an RSV or something like that? All of a sudden he's a Christian? I thought you're King James only. You know, don't lower your standard of what it is to be a Christian when it comes to the movie stars.
Right.
Well, you know, he did say something about Yeshua. You're like, I'm not for Yeshua, but at least he said something about Yeshua. That makes him even worse. That makes that person even worse, folks. You know, I mean, well, what about Denzel Washington, though? You know, he has a video out there called God First. You know, doesn't he have a lot of influence? Actually, those people are more dangerous.
Yeah.
Because they do have a lot of influence, and they put forth this fake Christianity. You know, they put forth this fake Christianity. And I guarantee you, those who claim to be saved, they say, I'm saved. If you really pin them down, pin them in a corner and say, what must I do to be saved? I guarantee you they'll bring a repent of your sins nonsense doctrine to you.
That's right.
I turn from a Justin Bieber, though. Justin Bieber's a queer. Okay. Don't come to me and tell me that he's a saved person. Folks, God is not interested in using movie stars and singers and famous people to do the work of God. If that were the case, why did he come to the shepherds?